Bavman Seah, chapter 2, Mishnah 10, Matzah Barefis. If he finds cattle in a shed, right? He finds an animal in the cattle shed. So so that animal is not considered to be lost because it's in the shed, even if he brings over the shed isn't locked. And it's not likely that the animal is astray, that it's going to run away, etc. So there he has no obligation. But if he finds the animal in the public domain, so there he does have an obligation to return the animal. And it would be considered a lost animal. If he finds the animal in a cemetery, and he's a kohen, right? And a kohen is he's not allowed to become impure, so he doesn't have to become ritually unclean because of it. In this scenario over here, although there's a positive commandment to return the lost object, there's also a positive commandment to kohanim that they shall be holy, meaning that they can't, you know, become impure. And there's also a negative commandment that they're not allowed to defile themselves for the dead amongst their people. So a positive and a negative commandment will override a positive commandment, and therefore this kohen would be obligated not to become impure and not to return the lost property. Im amalo aviv, if in that scenario his father says to him, hitame, become impure, or sha'amar loy, or in another scenario where he can return the lost object, al tachazir, don't return it, lo yishma lo. So he doesn't listen to his father, and this is a famous principle that we know, that if a person is obligated to listen to their parents, but if their parents tell them to commit a transgression, then they don't have to listen to their parents. So over here, he wouldn't have to listen to his father in that scenario. And the Karti quotes the verse we learn it out from, which says, you shall fear every man, his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths, I'm the Lord your God. So we learn over here from the fact that it says, I'm the Lord your God, that we are obligated to honor Hashem more, and we're not allowed to commit a transgression, you know, because our parents said so. Parak Vatan, okay, so now we're changing topic. If one unloaded and loaded, and what this is talking about is there's a Torah a commandment that if you see the donkey of someone else, even if it's your enemy, and it's under a burden, it can't manage its burden, so you should help him to unload the burden and reload the animal in a normal kind of way. So says the Mishnah you're obligated to do that. And even parak v'ta'an, afil abra v'chamish shepamim chav, even if you load it up and it's a normal load, but again, the animal's like not managing, so you'd have to offload it again and try reload it again, as long as it's kind of a normal load. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, azoiv ta'azoiv, and it says, you shall surely help him. And again, it's a double language, and that's what we saw up above, and therefore you're obligated to help him even a number of times. Halach v'yashav loiv amar hoyel v'alecha mitzvah, Im ritzoincha lifroik paruk. If the owner of the animal is there, and the owner of the animal says to him, listen, you know, I'm just going to sit here because you've got a mitzvah to help me. So he sits down, and he says, you do the mitzvah, and I'll watch. I'll sit on the side, and I'll watch. So says the Mishnah Patur. So in that scenario, he is exempt. He doesn't have to do it. If the owner is not willing to also help, then he is exempt from the mitzvah. And wash Neymar, because the pasuk says imoy, with him, meaning with the person whose animal it is. So if he's not prepared to help you or help, then you have no mitzvah either to help. Imhaya zakan ochola, unless the person is old or sickly, then chav, then you would have a mitzvah to help, because obviously he can't help because of his elderly or because of his sickliness. Mitzvah min haTorah lifroik avelo liton. Also, there's a mitzvah from the Torah to offload. It's a Torah law to offload, and what this is talking about is for no wages. And the reason being that it's preventing cruelty to animals. You know that the unloading is not delayed, so there's a proper. It's more important to offload him, but not to load it up. You know, a person's not obligated to load up the animal and what this is talking about for free, but he can claim wages for it, because loading it up is not, there's no suffering there to the animal, so he would be able to claim wages for loading it up. Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Liton. Rabbi Shimon said to load also. According to him, there's a Torah commandment including loading for free, but the Karti brings that the law is not in accordance with Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And finally, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Aglal Omer Im Haya Lav Yeser Al Masoi Eino Zakuk Loi Shenemar Tachet Masoi Maso Shiachol Lamoid Boy. So says Rabbi Yossi Haglili that if the animal had on it more than its load, meaning it was not a normal burden, the owners overloaded the animal, so then he has no duty to assist him in unloading the animal, because it's the owner's fault. The owner's guilty of overloading the animal, and therefore the owner has to offload the animal by himself. There's no mitzvah for you to help, and that's because it is under its burden, meaning that it's a burden that the animal is normally able to endure. Karti brings here that the law is not in accordance actually with Rabbi Yossi Haglili's opinion, and a person is commanded to assist in unloading whenever the donkey falls under its load, even though it was carrying more than its proper load that the owner loaded it up. So that would be the halacha, not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili.